Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit, that is, in Hamburg, Germany. VOA's Luis Ramirez was there.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
The G20 leaders opened their Hamburg summit with low expectations and anxiety on the part of some who were concerned about what they perceive as possible isolationist and protectionist tendencies of the Trump administration. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on leaders to make compromises. Meantime, on the streets, there have been more violent clashes between anti-capitalist demonstrators and anti-riot police. Police anticipate the protest will peak today when expected as many as 100,000 to take to the streets. An alleged human rights trafficker arrested in South Sudan turned over to Somalia. Somali government says the man headed a trafficking network smuggling thousands of people across East Africa to Libya and then on to Europe. Those alleged trafficker wanted on charges including abuse of those being smuggled. Leaders from the U.S., South Korea, Japan agreeing to urge the U.N. to speed up sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental missile launch. This is VOA News. President Obama's special envoy for North Korea human rights issues, Robert King, calling for a selective travel ban after the death of a 22-year-old American college student held by the Kim Jong-un regime.
If we do impose some kind of travel ban, it should be selective travel ban. People ought not be going there for tourism. To run in the Pyongyang Marathon, no, people shouldn't be doing that. On the other hand, for people who are involved in humanitarian efforts, medical assistance, for example, to North Koreans for multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, there's probably even some merit in terms of having that happen.
King's comments came after the death on June 19th of Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student who had been detained in North Korea for more than a year. Warmbier returned to the U.S. in a coma. Remains unclear what happened in North Korea that led to his death. He was detained for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster from a hotel in January 2016. Islamic State militants have fought to repel the advance of U.S.-backed Syrian forces in Raqqa. We get more now from Robert Rafael.
U.S.-backed forces have made major gains over IS in recent months. In the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS jihadists launched counterattacks against the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, which had advanced some 200 meters beyond the city's outer walls. The counterattack came after airstrikes put two massive holes in the ancient wall surrounding the city's central area. The UN estimates there are between 50,000 to 100,000 civilians trapped with IS militants inside Raqqa. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions visited Guantanamo Bay Prison, where the U.S. has been holding terrorism suspects. Sessions went there to understand the current operations at the facility. President Trump said during the presidential campaign he would like to see the detention facility stay open, but has not announced any policy on the prison since taking office. Sessions had previously voiced support for continuing to use Guantanamo Bay, that is, to hold detainees, as opposed to holding them in the U.S. where they would be tried by the Justice Department. After an earlier denial, five high school students from Gambia have been granted visas to travel to the United States to take part in the International Robotics Competition, bringing together students from 160 countries in an effort to promote interest in scientists. The monitor and the mentor, that is, for the Gambian team not allowed to travel, he was denied a visa.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Lawrence Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1 as we celebrate the life and career and spirit of one of the finest pianists in modern jazz, the late Jerry Allen. Jerry Allen died at the age of 60 on Tuesday, the 27th of June, and she left a wonderful musical legacy. Her first recording as a solo artist was in 1984, and she played with so many different artists. If you had a chance to hear the last hour of Jazz America, then you heard her in collaboration with the great drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. And she said these words about Jerry Allen. Jerry, I have no words. You've rendered me speechless once again. Your wisdom and grace in life and death have touched me more than you'll ever know. You are a sage, a truly special spirit, now happily soaring freely. In reflection, I can't help but wishing I'd been even more present, even more loving, and even more patient while in your presence. You are an inspiring maverick. I love you, sis. Peach, peace, and eternal light. Always. Terry Lynn Carrington's words, and now let's hear more of the music of the late, great Jerry Allen. As I mentioned earlier, she was part of a movement in New York called the M-Bass Collective. Steve Coleman, the great saxophonist, kind of put it all together. And joining in this movement, folks like trombonist Robin Eubanks, vocalist Cassandra Wilson, Jerry Allen, of course, and also saxophonist Greg Osby. Here's a taste of the work she did with Greg Osby, Jerry Allen and Greg together, as they investigated the marriage of hip-hop and jazz on the album 3D Lifestyle. Here's Flow to the Underculture to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Hip-hop, so I stop there. You cruise lives in jeopardy. Greg plays the sax with one lick. I flip facts over tracks of madness. Saxophonist styles are invalid. My man Osby's rock solid. MCs are putting their heads in a cannon. I make them smooth like Dannon. Freestyling while in fact giving you some of that horn.
A wife, a mother, a fighter, a winner. a master, a maker, a searcher, and a Jew. Working hard all day, we fight and pray just to get by. Doing what you're told, I'm even thinking to ask the reason why. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or lose. Feel there's not an option there, but tell a lie. You can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. Yeah. It's my body, it's my spirit. It's my body, my spirit, my body. And bad, weak from strong. The meaning of life is a mystery to me. The way of the world is a great unknown, but I'll keep on singing my song forever and ever and evermore. Wish I knew how to turn back the fleeting hands of time. I would mend their broken hearts and dreams and give them all of mine. It's the way you play the game, not if you win or you can't prove it's the truth. You'll never get to heaven. Whenever you could go, you'll never get to heaven. The devil loves a bad girl. You'll never get to heaven.
Jerry Allen worked with many vocalists over the years in her career, among them Carmen Lundy. That's a cut from her album Soul to Soul, featuring the very versatile Ms. Jerry Allen, playing, like she always could, any kind of keyboard you could imagine, from acoustic piano to electric piano Fender Rhodes to the Hammond B3 organ. That's a song from Soul to Soul from the great Carmen Lundy entitled Kindred Spirits. And that's an appropriate title because we're going to talk now to Jerry Allen about working with Kindred Spirits, her fellow musicians. We'll get a little bit more of that background information about going behind the scenes and finding out how they work together. And then hear the wonderful trio she put together called Timeline live here on VOA's Jazz America.
I know this is getting to a fine point, but I'm trying to have artists express to listeners, how do you guys communicate musically? I mean, obviously, you've got it on the paper. This is an abstract question, I know. Can you get to what I'm saying here?
Well, yeah, you know, what happens, I think, with musicians of this ilk, there's a lot of study and a lot of time put in.
Experiences with lots of different people.
Yeah. Yeah, on a basic, let's just deal with the basic music level though. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to play the instrument articulately, to be able to get around on it and to express, you know, harmony and rhythm and have control to some degree.
Yes.
I mean, that's
yes.
How you practice as much as you can, because you really don't have control of anything. But mm-hmm. By working over and over and over again, by practicing repetition, and coming to find that certain things work in certain situations and certain things don't work in certain situations. It's like a huge, infinite amount of different possibilities that, you know, practice helps to give you some kind of a finger on it, you mm-hmm, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Experience in those areas, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When you get on the bandstand, the idea is to let go of all of those things and to be a vessel, so to speak.
Open up and let the muse come through,
exactly.
The power come through.
Right, to just get out of the way of it. Mm-hmm. And then just bring the best that you can spontaneously to that moment.
LWB's house. That is Timeline with Jerry Allen leading the band live. Here's another of the collaborations that she's been known for over the years. The title cut from Joyrider, the legendary Wayne Shorter with Jerry Allen on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Of course, Wayne Shorter always had the first pick of the first call players to come join with him on projects, and Jerry Allen was among those great artists' first call. That's the title cut from Wayne Shorter's Joyrider with Jerry Allen participating on the session. More coming up in salute to this wonderful pianist, composer, band leader, and award winner. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago from Marge and Doug Milligan, who wrote to me from Australia. Hi, Russ. In the middle of this week, I tuned in and found VOA, and I am tuned in to your jazz program right now and until they change the frequency again. He went on to tell me some wonderful stories about how I'd played some music from a Cuban musician, and he remembered Willis Conover playing a Cuban group called New Roots. He wondered if they were still around, and he told me some other great stories, too, about life in Australia. So thanks a lot, Doug and Marge Milligan, for listening. Now, instead of Cuba, we're going to go to Detroit. That's the hometown of the late, great Jerry Allen. The wonderful pianist got together with a host of other players from various generations from the Detroit scene over the years, including her original mentor, Marcus Belgrave, to create an album and a group called The Detroit Experiment, back around the year 2004. Here is Space Odyssey, the Marcus Belgrave composition from The Detroit Experiment featuring Jerry Allen. We'll dedicate this to Marge and Doug Milligan and give them a Detroit memory as they listen to VOA's Jazz America.
way of romance. And that's taboo, cause true can turn to false. Let's let our hearts say everything worth saying. Just listen to your soul talk. It wasn't one word you said to start the fire. Flame without shame. A mouth is useless when the heart hungers. For more kisses driving you insane. Just listen to your soul talk. Listen to your soul talk. Listen to your soul talk. Close your eyes. Dream.
Another cut from the Mosaic Project, the all-female aggregation that came together to create such wonderful music with so many wonderful artists. Soul Talk. Terry Lynn Carrington leading the band, Jerry Allen part of that group, and Dee Dee Bridgewater on the vocals here on VOA's Jazz America. And speaking of Dee Dee Bridgewater, from the Jazz Corner website and service, here are some words that Dee Dee Bridgewater said upon learning of the death of her friend Jerry Allen. "I want to tell you that you are a beautiful light that has touched so many lives, including mine. Every musical moment we've shared has been memorable, from the time we played together as an all-female group with Terry Lynn Esperanza and young Grace Kelly, to our duo at Cristal DeHaan's amazing mansion, to honoring Mary Lou Williams at the Kennedy Center, to our concert last December 2nd at the Music Hall in Detroit. You moved me with your gentle yet precise touch on the piano. I could feel your sensitivity, your grace. Yes, Jerry, your grace. You are grace itself. The world has been blessed because of you. I've been blessed because of you. Know that I love you deeply, dearest Jerry. Thank you for the opportunity to stand in your light, to see the world through your musical eyes. Thank you, Jerry Allen. I love you. Dee Dee Bridgewater." Now, let's get some more thoughts from Jerry Allen, a conversation I enjoyed with her not long ago, then hear more of her wonderful music, the title cut from her album, The Gathering, here on VOA's Jazz America. There's nothing like going home, and the old phrase is you can't go home, but Jerry Allen has defeated that. She is home, and just about to play with her own group, and also just played with your mentor, Marcus Belgrave. It must have been quite a thrill. It was thrilling for the audience, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it's wonderful to see him getting the acknowledgement that he so deserves. He's been the heartbeat of the jazz scene here in Detroit for decades, so it's always really a blessing to play with him, especially in this setting. It's really wonderful to see the love that's coming back from the audience.
Well, this audience is incredible, and I have to tell you, the last time I spoke to you was at the Montreal Jazz Festival. They have a wonderful festival there. A little different thing. Mm-hmm. Here, every single person is friendly. Every single person seems to really know what they're listening to, and they'll sit next to you like it's a family table, family share a restaurant or something. May not even know you from Adam's House Cat, and just start talking to you about, do you know this guy right here? He's great. They know their stuff. They love the music. They listen attentively and go wild. What is it about Detroit jazz fans? You guys really do know the history and the music.
I think you're right. I mean, this is one of the greatest festivals in the world. It's certainly my favorite, and to have an audience like that's really knowledgeable, and they're really coming out to hear jazz. They will give it to you with all of their heart and soul, but they also know when it's not happening, and they'll give that to you too. So it's the real thing, and it's a thrill for the musicians to play this festival.
Hi, this is Courtney Pine, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
Mentioned the African proverb, each one must teach one, earlier in the program or sometime over the years. Well, that's the title of the song you just heard from the great English saxophonist Courtney Pine from his album Modern Day Jazz Stories. And by the way, Jerry Allen played with him as guest keyboardist on that release. You heard the title cut from The Gathering preceding that. Let's close out this edition of Jazz America with a portion of the classic song, The Sidewinder. The late, great Lee Morgan, who was born on the 10th of July in 1938 and died at the age of 33. The Sidewinder on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. another of the greats of jazz history who left us far too early at the age of 33, Lee Morgan. And of course, we've been enjoying a celebration of Jerry Allen. I do mean enjoying, because though she's gone at the age of 60 just days ago, we'll remember her fondly and cherish all of the wonderful musical memories that she gave us. Speaking of memories, this is Russ Davis, and on the next edition of Jazz America, I'll return to the Montreal Jazz Festival. I just finished covering it, and I'll bring back some great memories and music, conversations with the likes of Bill Frisell, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Bria Skonberg, the great trumpeter and vocalist, and John Pizzarelli and Jessica Mulaski. That's next week on Jazz America.